All right, Snack Attack crew, assemble. Feeling that mid-afternoon slump? Need a protein boost that doesn't involve boring protein bars? Well, let me introduce y'all to my new favorite obsession, Wonderful Pistachios. Y'all, these little green guys aren't just your average nut. They're protein powerhouses, packing a whopping 6 grams per ounce. That's over 10% of your daily value. And here's a confession. I used to be a cracker. You know, the kind of girl who enjoys the satisfying pop of opening each one. But let's be honest, sometimes convenience is king. And that's where their no-shell options comes in perfect for on-the-go snacking. Plus, they come in flavors like chili roasted and sea salt and vinegar, so there's something for everyone, even the picky gals. But here's the kicker. Wonderful Pistachios are a complete protein, meaning they have all 9 essential amino acids your body needs. So next time you're feeling sluggish, ditch the sugary treats and grab a handful of these green gems. I promise y'all they will keep you fueled and feeling your best, whether you're conquering carpool duties or crushing deadlines. And seriously, these are my go-to snack. I keep a bag in my purse. I keep one at the office. I even stash a few on the side of my bed for those late night cravings. This year, I want you to treat yourself to something delicious and good for you. So head over to wonderfulpistachios.com and explore their amazing flavors and sizes. Trust me, your taste buds and your body will thank you. With Mother's Day around the corner, are you thinking about a truly special gift for your mom? Let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? Here's how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email. These can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom question you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice, and mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. It's like preserving her voice and her stories for eternity. Imagine discovering stories about her youth, adventures, and the challenges she's overcame. This book becomes a legacy and something you and your future generations can treasure forever. Your mom's giving you a lifetime of stories. This is your chance to give her a way to share them. I'm so excited about mylifeinabook.com because I'm planning on gifting my mom with this. She's always loved reflecting on memories and sharing her stories, and I know this will be the perfect gift to capture those moments for her. The thoughts of her flipping through the pages and reliving those cherished memories brings a smile to my face already. Check out mylifeinabook.com and use code BRAVADO at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com. Use code BRAVADO for 10% off today. This is Germany.
And this is Brittany.
And this is the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
A motivating and encouraging podcast where we focus on building community amongst colorful women alike.
Join us weekly as we sit down and have candid conversations on various topics and issues surrounding self-care, self-love, health and wellness, spirituality, entrepreneurship, and much more.
And trust, if we don't have the answers, we'll call on our expert homegirls who do.
Our goal is to create a safe space for growth, inspiration, laughter, and love, free of judgment, in hopes that after you listen, you're a little more knowledgeable or at least a little more entertained than before.
It's homegirl vibes here. Real, raw, and a little funny.
A lot of fucking funny.
So thanks for tuning in to the Black Girl Bravado Podcast.
Let's start the show, cuties.
Hey, y'all. Welcome back.
Hey, gumdrops.
Yeah. How's it going?
It's going good.
Why do I sing that?
I don't know. It's okay. What's up? What's tea? How's it going? How was your weekend?
My weekend was good.
Okay, what'd you do? What did you do?
Let me see. Did I start off on a Friday night this week? No. Friday was chill.
My memory be bad when I think about my
Friday
weekend.
Was chill, and then Saturday, baby shower for Velma. And then we went to Sinesp. Oh, we linked up with another podcast, Good Moms, Bad Choices. We linked up with them, went to Sinespia, which is at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. It's like a movie in a cemetery.
Yeah, a really, really nice one.
A really nice one. Yeah. People with money were buried there. For
yeah,
the show.
The bag.
Big Macs.
We're not doing Mac. What is that? The what? The cremation. You know, we don't got no choice. We do the no cremation. What is that called?
My grandma requested the cremation.
Some people do request, yeah. But sometimes we ain't got a choice. Go ahead and cremate them.
Yeah, but this cemetery, it was really nice.
Those headstones?
The headstones were nice. Like, some of them had little mini homes. Like, if you ever been to New Orleans and you've seen, like, the little, what looks like a home on top of the ground, they had a lot of those, but they were really nice. We saw Boys in the Hood.
Yeah.
Violent.
Ooh, child.
That's every time Ricky dies, I think it's Ricky. Don't take my black heart. I thought I knew the movie front to back, but when I got there and sat down on the grass, she didn't.
You know she didn't know. I'm like, what's happening?
Yeah, but anyways, it was a good time. Linking up with them. We had some good eats. You could bring your own. The thing that's good about that is that you can bring your own wine, liquor, food.
The liquor is you ain't really supposed to bring, but they don't really check at all. So,
oh, you're only supposed to bring wine?
Beer and wine. You know, you ain't supposed to have the hard liquor.
People were driving the boat out there.
I know.
The boat was being driven.
Yeah, it was out the dock. But you're not technically supposed to be having liquor.
Okay, well, don't tell them we told you could bring in the shit if you could.
Right.
Oh, you know, another
people
thing
rolling
we
up
did,
with the Deuce.
Girl, ooh. Speaking of rolling up, Germany and I rolled up to Sinespi on limes.
Oh, yeah.
The lime scooters. So we were nervous. Germany had on wedges. Yeah. She was already taking a risk. I'm just a scary cat, but those limes are a vibe.
Those are so fun. They go like 15 miles an hour, so you really feel like you're doing something.
Yeah.
Those are that's a good little trick. I'm like, look at us in this day and age.
Yes.
We're just on these little scooters getting to where we have to go.
Girl, did I tell you about the time I saw someone putting one in their car?
Sick. I be seeing multiple people on it. I'm like, the 2-for-1, that's what we really should have did, Brittany. The 2-for-1.
So we could have saved money.
Yeah. I mean, it's not that expensive. It was like $1.69. So, exactly. It was like $1.69.
So we rode limes to Sinespi. So Saturday was a good time.
It was.
Sunday, nothing much happened there.
What did we do Sunday? Nothing, huh? Because I didn't go to church. I know what I was doing.
Yeah. And then guess what, guys? This is new here.
Guess what, girls?
Episode's a little tardy this week. Last night we did something that we don't normally do. Last night, meaning Monday night.
Yes.
We hit the town.
We went out, which is rare as fuck.
It went from cold girl summer to flaming hot Cheetos.
I'm like, hey, wait. What are we doing?
On a Monday. So we went out and it was cool.
Spontaneous invite.
Spontaneous invite, yes.
Turned into a really cool night.
It was a good night out on the town.
And I wasn't even scared. You know what? I'm getting less and less scared getting to back and forth to my apartment at night.
Great. I like that. Because I know that can cause some anxiety. You live in a really safe neighborhood.
Yeah, so I felt good. I was like, okay, ain't nobody out here. Because just so you know, the day that you drove me up to my car, because Brittany and I do the buddy system.
Yeah.
Even though I'll walk her to her car and she'll drive me back to my apartment.
Right.
So when you drove me up and I got the tissue out of the car, I left the car unlocked all night, girl.
Oh, shit.
I was like, okay, it's safe.
Yeah.
It's safe. Ain't nobody doing the pickpocket. The car pocket.
So we went out and it was good. I thought I was going to be completely dragged. I was a little dragged because my smoke detector alarm was going off at 5:30. Like,
annoying.
You know, that annoying ass beep.
That really fucks with your nervous system.
It does. It took away an hour of my sleep. Like, I tried to sleep through it. I didn't know it was in my apartment at first because it turns out I have two.
Yeah.
And one was in my closet. I thought it was my neighbor's.
Oh, because it was faint?
Yes.
Did you take it off the wall?
I had another battery happened in the living room. Thank God. Because I would have been sleeping at your house.
Hey, I'm on my way back.
Hey, I have to sleep at your house because, bitch, I can't sleep.
I know. I think my sleep, it just went by so quick. I got up and I'm like, okay. Yeah. But lately, you know what I've been doing?
What?
Putting my clothes at the end of the bed. I just pulled, I don't iron it or no shit like that. Not the first day of school vibe. But I pulled the pants that I'm going to wear, my shirt, and put that shit out. I even had to pull my socks out. Because, you know, it'd be hard finding the little socks that go together. I'm like,
girl, everyday struggle.
I need to get more socks. So I've been doing that. And it's kind of been working because, you know, I'll wear the same work pants a couple days.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, these aren't dirty.
Right.
The Monday, Wednesday, Friday pair.
All I was sitting here fake working.
Period.
And then,
and if y'all want to know, my weekend was exactly the same.
Exactly.
Identical.
I gave our weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was good time.
Our weekend recap.
So, Yeah, new week, new tea.
Where we kiki with you and you kiki with we.
So, this week.
Yeah, no, this is the part of our show, if you're new here, where we typically dish tea on hot topics. Sometimes the hot topics are about us, but this week we found a little bit of shit that we think is worth talking about. Yeah. So, it doesn't last long, but we do like to kiki like girlfriends do.
Period.
So what's good? What's goody?
Okay, so last week Hot Girl Summer song finally dropped. Mm-hmm. The long anticipated Hot Girl Summer.
I'm loving Nikki and Meg together, I must say.
Okay, you know what I'm saying?
I'm loving them together.
Meg is a gem. I'm noticing that she's hooking up with all the hot girls. She was with Lizzo twerking to the That Monkey played by flute.
Yes.
She was with Jordy.
I seen that.
Nikki.
But I think all of these girls are in the video. Truth be told, I think it's a hot girl summer, so she's bringing a bunch of hot girls in the video to make cameos.
Oh, okay.
Because...
But she was just hanging out with them, though.
With Jordy?
Yeah.
Like, I seen her with...
She's probably in the video, too.
You know, sometimes they might be doing little clips and stuff. For sure, her and Lizzo. Lizzo's a vibe, personality-wise, love. Not a fan of the music, but love her personality. Love what she's bringing to the table.
Love the energy, mood. But she's Meg, cute.
As fuck. But Meg... She's doing the reunification.
Her and Nikki look so cute with those red wigs and cute. That lime green.
They look like little twins.
So anyway.
Like big sister, little sister. Just like J. Cole said, I'm big brother and little brother at the same time. No?
I didn't hear that line.
Yes, you did. Yes, you did. What middle child?
Mm.
Oh, my God.
She heard.
God, I thought you really knew.
Okay. Anywho, Hot Girl Summer, yes. Meg, I'm here for Meg and Nikki. Do you like the song?
I think the song is okay.
Okay, so people are saying that Ty Dolla $ign, since it's for Hot Girl Summer, Ty Dolla $ign killed the mood. Now, I love Ty, but they didn't like him saying, real ass nigga give a fuck about a bitch, basically.
I struggle with the fact that it's not fast and it's not slow, and it kind of got some groovy points where I like, but I'm not crazy about the whole song. Like, okay. I feel like some people really, really like it, and I'm like, okay, it's like whatever.
Okay.
I like the momentum behind it, though.
You can definitely shake your ass to it. But people are saying that they should have had a woman singing on there, like Janae Aiko or Ari Lennox. Good. Imagine.
I'm trying to think who else I would have wanted to see.
Erykah Badu.
No.
Realize, bitch. No. Give a fuck about a nigga.
I'm gonna sit out on my porch in my booty shorts, twerk this ass on my nigga.
And because I'm a real, yeah, I don't know. They said
I wouldn't
that.
I would have wanted Meg.
Maybe Janae?
I think it would have been, it would have softened it up.
Sombers it. So
sometimes she gets a little depressive.
But Ari, love Janae. Ari Lennox. Possibly.
I'm trying to look through my songs. Like Saweetie.
She don't sing.
I'm looking. Beyonce.
You
Missy.
Know what we could have had?
Who?
We could have had Nikki do like her singing that she does. You know how she does a subtle thing?
She totally could have flipped that and did real ass bitch give a fuck.
And they could have had Cardi on there. That would have been a flaming hot summer.
That would have been a reunification tour. The girls are reunited.
The ladies' night.
Ooh, Ladies' Night was a jam.
It was.
Oh, they could have got Dani Lay.
Oh, yeah.
Dani Lay could have sung.
She could have sung. Teyana Taylor. No? Hey, don't do that to her. Don't do that to Teyana. I love Teyana.
I'm not a fan like that.
Okay, well, she's a fan, meaning me.
Dani Lay would have been good, I think.
Yeah.
I think we could, if Beyonce would have been on there, it's going platinum. It's going platinum.
Beyonce would, yeah.
She would have flipped it. And you know what? Her and Nikki are good friends, so I don't know why she didn't call up her girl.
Well, I don't think she likes the way Nikki's behavior has been towards other women.
Oh, so she's not
probably not
that.
Standing in solidarity with Nikki at this time.
Okay, I see. You know Beyonce don't really get involved. I think Dani Lay could have gave us a good vibe.
Okay, well, that's something to consider for the remix. Take Ty off and put on one of the other hot girls that sing.
Maybe her, but she don't really pump it up too much. Ella Mai.
Ella Mai
could have been cute too.
Yeah.
You know, it would have needed. But yeah, I'm not crazy about it. It's cool. I think it's cool. I think people like it enough for it to be a little bop.
Okay.
It's not enough for me.
Okay.
So what else is up?
The Chipotle bowls.
Mm.
Can you tell me what? Okay, so there's a chemical. There's a chemical.
It's forever.
Forever chemical. That's okay. So Chipotle, if you go to Chipotle, They have the little paper bowls. If you get the burrito bowl, I get the burrito bowl.
It's the, okay, so I just pulled it up. So it basically says that studies say Chipotle bowls possess chemicals possibly linked to cancer. So these bowls are usually used at popular dining places like Chipotle and Sweetgreens, and they're usually promoted for the compostable nature
right.
that we've been like seeing. Yeah. But they've been doing a study, a new food economy study, and it contains forever chemicals. And testing was done on the molded fiber bowls. So after you get rid of it, in 14 different locations at 8 different New York City area food stops, including Chipotle and Sweetgreens. And per the study, it contained high amounts of fluorine, which shows that food containers were treated with PFAS compounds. So that's what the forever chemicals are. And basically these things, like the chemicals don't break down. And many plant-based bowls are supposed to be compostable, but after the bowls were tested, they still had those compounds in them.
So what are we supposed to do? Bring
they never own? Break down.
So we're supposed to go into Chipotle with our own shit, like on 7-Eleven day, when you 7-Eleven day when you can bring your own thing and put a Slurpee in it?
Here's another tea. The study notes that tired. The bowls most likely possess fresh variants on these chemicals, as opposed to the very worst PFAAs that were previously linked to everything from thyroid disorders to testicular and kidney related cancers, and later largely removed from production nationwide.
So what are we supposed to do? Because even if you get your food to dine in at Chipotle,
we're trying to be safe and sustainable, and here we are catching cancer.
It's in one of those bowls.
That's why I said I'm getting a burrito. And I know you don't like
the burritos are trash.
I know you don't like the burrito, but I'll be taking my own bowl.
Germany goes to Chipotle a lot of times. She's a frequent purchaser.
Period. I can eat that every day. When I first moved, I ate that shit like every day. I was like, Brittany, I ate this 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
But and it sucks. But I don't know, because they won't let us bring our own bowls.
Oh, you ask?
No, but that's not sanitary. They ain't going to bring my bowl and fill it up.
Yeah, that's true.
And but I mean, it's not like it's done by weight. It's
portion control, too. Because you know they be stingy. They will be like, you'll have a little corner in your bowl.
That's why I don't do online orders. I need to govern my own shit. I'm like, hold on, more rice. I don't know what we're going
to
do.
Well, you know what? They need to take responsibility and figure out a new method. Figure it out. Do you need to put it in the little boxes? You know, the little cardboard.
Oh, but that shit gets soggy so quick. But you know what? Maybe we can bring our own bowls. It's not like it's weighted. If I'm bringing my bowl and you put in your food in my bowl, what's wrong with that? I'm going to try it.
Okay, let me know how that goes.
I'm going to be like, can y'all just put it? I'm going to get the same Tupperware. I'm bringing my own Tupperware.
Yeah.
My glass Tupperware. I just take it in this, please.
That is craziness.
Fuck.
Like, I feel like R. Kelly, y'all trying to motherfucking kill
y'all
me.
Y'all trying to kill me, man.
They trying to kill us.
Anything we do. It's so scary. It's like, what can we do?
How is Sweetgreen trying to kill us?
I don't know.
God.
We can't
do nothing. But at least if you dine in at Sweetgreen, you can get it in the glass bowl. But if you take it to go, it's in that.
That's what we need to do at Chipotle.
But when you dine in?
When you dine in, they need to have that option, a bowl. Because I would just dine in. I would just dine in, scoop my shit in a Tupperware, and then leave.
Yeah, that's true.
Bye. Ain't no forever chemicals in my food.
Yeah, that's, see. I like how you think.
Yeah. Know what else? I don't know if the forever chemicals, since it was tested on the molded bowl, if it's technically resonating on.
So if you hurry up and get home and
eat it and don't save it.
That makes sense. As soon as you get home,
or does it like transport it? Or is it porous and it gets on the food?
Okay.
I got to look further into this.
Yeah.
And come back and let
y'all
know.
We'll come back and let you all know, but this is just...
sick shit.
The early findings. Okay, Come on. The last little bit
come
of sick
Come on, Elmer Fudd.
Jeffrey Epstein, who was a sick white man.
Sicko mode.
Running this child prostitution ring.
Yeah.
Where he was like basically trafficking 14-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Like people were
sex trafficking
14-year-olds, luring them in, taking them to these private islands and having
for having
them available for celebrities and politicians to have sex with. Sick man. Anyway, he got caught. He was caught before though.
Yeah,
he got caught again.
Yes.
And this last time when he got caught and jailed, he killed himself. He committed suicide. So because on last week on Friday, new documents were unsealed And I guess more names were being dropped, and I guess basically more people were about to go down.
And he said, I have shit on people that will ruin their character, their reputation. He was like, I got some real shit.
So people are saying that the conspiracy theorists are saying that he's not dead. That's one thing that's being said. Mm-hmm. They're also saying that he did not commit suicide.
Yeah.
Somebody else killed him because they didn't want him singing like a bird.
Mm-hmm.
He was once cool with Bill Clinton, Donald Trump,
mm-hmm.
and a whole bunch of other politicians. I don't know their names right now, but the thing is, what do you think? I don't know. I don't really think.
I don't know. I'm so torn. Like, clearly.
I don't think he's alive.
Oh, I don't think he's alive. I think it just comes down to, was it suicide? Even if it was like a forced suicide, like go ahead and get your head in there.
Yeah.
If somebody came in like, you don't got a choice, bro. Go ahead and get it done.
Yeah.
That's the only other option. It's because
he was supposed to be on suicide watch because he had attempted suicide.
But after you're no longer suicidal, they do like, even how in the hospital.
How are they able to tell?
They usually do like an SRA, like a suicide risk assessment.
Okay.
At least this is how it goes in the hospital. And social workers and people who do this shit, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I work in the hospital and this is how we do it.
Okay.
So when a patient is suicidal or expressing SI, then the social worker is involved. They go every day to do a suicide risk assessment. The psychiatrist is involved. And every day, if the patient doesn't express suicidal ideation, that they want to hurt themselves or other people, then, you know, as days go by, then they take them off the suicide risk. And then they're no longer, maybe they don't no longer have the sitter, or we may not explore placement options for them contingent on what their mentation is and what they want to do.
Okay.
So if he was on suicide risk and somebody was following him, but after a few days he said, I'm no longer suicidal, they're not going to continue to watch him.
Okay.
Because he's not expressing that he wants to kill himself.
Right, it's not a long-term thing.
Yes.
Okay. So the thing is, we'll never know. But supposedly, of course, the victims are distraught because they don't feel like they're going to get the justice.
Yeah.
But they still have a way to go after his estate.
Period.
So they'll get financial, some restitution. They'll get some compensation. But
sometimes you want a nigga to burn.
Yeah. And everybody else that's gang with him.
I want them to all go down.
But some of the people who were working with him with this may still go down.
Good. His wife needs to go down.
She needs to burn
in hell. Wherever Jeffrey's soul went, hers need to be following right behind it.
Period.
Hell. Following to the underworld. Remember Hades and Hercules?
Yeah.
Hercules.
So yeah, that's all the tea for this week, really.
There's other shit that's going on in the world that y'all know about. I mean, the ice raids, shit like that. Shit is sad.
God,
the country is going to hell in a handbasket. Pray, y'all, and get your passports ready because we might have to get up out this bitch.
Where would you go? Canada?
Period. I keep saying that.
Okay.
And I told you, if we all willing to go, let's go.
You know, it take a while to convince other people to come.
We be doing this show from the six. Okay?
All the teams. Hi, Black Girl Bravado live from the six.
Period. Okay? In the six. Yeah.
Wasn't it in Canada where they were wiping out credit card debt too?
Yes, they did.
I need to get to Canada.
They did. I'm telling you. That's what we need to get up there and be some hot little teams.
They're really living their best life.
Universal
and
healthcare.
And they be some fine.
Niggas.
Things.
Yeah. Yes. My baby Ziddy.
Yeah.
Drake. Hello. Hometown rep. Yeah, I would be in the six. No problem. With my winter gear on.
With my woe.
Period. With my woes.
Okay, so where would you go? Canada.
Okay.
I don't want to go nowhere.
Just making sure.
Yeah, Canada.
Ain't nowhere really else to go.
I mean, you can go somewhere tropical to an island to get your gold nose spray time.
I need something that's like basically mirror my life
exactly,
here.
Exactly. And I feel like Canada is close.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
I don't want to be too shooken up.
And I could technically come back
quick. I feel like Canada
quick.
Is like here. But just better.
Elevated.
Yes.
Yeah, not the ghetto.
And, you know, I really could even transfer my white man gig if I wanted to because we have an office in Canada.
I would try.
We have it in Montreal.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I would totally love that.
And there you learn, a lot of them speak French too.
Yeah. Wow.
Anyway, I don't know how we got there, but yes. Mm-hmm. So, what we want you all to do is tune in.
Tune in.
If you haven't been listening this far, now's the time to listen, okay? Now's the time where we talk about the ratings and reviews.
Yes.
The ratings and the reviews, baby.
And the subscribing.
If you're new here and you need to really be listening.
Yeah.
If you're new here, we would like you to subscribe. If you enjoy the content, come back around, hit the subscribe button, and join us next week.
Yes.
If you've been here.
Now you really need to be listening.
if you have been here, you've been listening, and you've been subscribed.
You love us. Then, you told your homegirls about us. You've shared us on your internet. Then you dead ass wrong for not leaving a review yet. Period.
But we do want to acknowledge that you all came through this week.
Baby girls.
Last week we were at 710. This week we're at 729. We have a goal of 1,000 to reach by December 31st,
2019. Period.
Please, let's keep up this momentum. Keep this energy. Keep the ratings and reviews coming through because we appreciate them and they help us more than you know. We went up on the charts.
Yes. Y'all are lit this week.
We went up and we want to keep going all the way up.
Uh-huh.
So we want to acknowledge our homegirls who left ratings and reviews this week. First of all, Brenda, we see you.
Brenda Resendez. Brenda Resendez.
Brenda comes through. This girl has come through countless times leaving a review. Even if it's just, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Hey, homegirls, I was busy, but I'm back.
She sent one and said, I'm in the Uber. I got time. She had time.
So, Brenda, we see you every day.
Every time, Brenda, you're a good girl.
She's loyal to the soil.
You're a gem.
We also want to highlight Rail Dion.
Mm-hmm.
She says, homegirl heaven. I was introduced to the BGB podcast by my best friend, and it was the best thing that could have happened in my podcast life. I've never been into podcasts other than supporting a few friends in their endeavors, but this is it for me. Between the girlfriend gags, me kikiing with y'all, and all the very helpful topics, you ladies have been a welcomed addition in my journey. Whether it's en route to my white man gig while taking my braids down or just any regular old day, the podcast is amazing. I've since become a Patreon mommy.
Yay!
And love the added bonus affirmations, videos, mid-month check-ins, etc. It's been well worth it. Keep shining your light, ladies, and come to DC so we can gang.
Y'all know the vibes.
She knows the vibes.
That was a very sweet
review. That was so sweet. Thank you, Rail Dion.
So, like Baby Girl mentioned, Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Patreon is another way for you to support. This is a monetary experience and journey. Patreon, if you don't know and you're new here, is a platform that creatives are using, which allows their followers and their community to affirm and support the work that they already love.
Yes.
So we have tons of goals here at the podcast. One of those is to go on tours and click up with y'all. Gang, pull up in your city.
Come to DC.
Shake ass.
Wherever.
We want to do all of that.
Yes.
But we need your assistance, right? So make sure you join us over on Patreon. We're actually recording the mid-month check-in with video for our Patreon girls this week. So
if you are
a soul sister on Patreon, you will be getting that. Last week, the homegirls got our drink video.
The Black Girl Bravado Bar, cocktails and cucumbers.
Yes, you got that. You also got the
monthly playlist,
which was lit.
Very.
Go on over to Patreon, patreon.com/ The Black Girl Bravado.
Also down in the show notes.
It's also in the show notes. And just take a look, check it out. Find out which tier most resonates with you and what meets your needs. And support your girls.
Yeah.
For less than $3 a month. I'm just kidding.
For less than $3 a month.
For less than $10 a month.
Yes. You can put love in the hearts of another Black woman.
Period.
Okay, so thank you all, and thank you for, oh, we got to shout out our Patreon mommies.
Oh, shit.
We were not in our bag, but let's pull them up.
Hold on.
We are not, because you don't understand.
Period. We got some good.
Now let me go. Watch me work.
I was about to say, now watch me go.
Okay.
You got them?
So, let's see. Where did we leave off?
Let me see.
I got it.
You got it?
Okay, so we want to give a shout out to.
You're getting everybody from last Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Last Monday. It.
So, we want to give a shout out to Jazz Lisa.
Hi, Jazz Lisa. Oh, Jazz Lisa. I was going to say Jalisa, but.
Jazz Lisa.
Hey, Jazz Lisa.
Onyx.
Hey, Onyx.
Tina. Denisha.
What it do, Denisha?
Nia.
Nia.
Samantha.
Mariana.
Kalia. There's more.
Kristen,
mm-hmm. Toddlin, and Jessica.
Welcome to the tribe.
Yes.
Y'all really lit. How many people was that, like 10?
A lot.
Okay, welcome to the tribe.
Welcome.
Y'all really tapped in.
You guys
in.
Are getting some real tea this week.
It's official
week,
now.
Something's coming. Okay. So thank y'all so much. We love y'all and appreciate y'all beyond what we can express on this show.
Yeah, and when we get to 50 downloads, we're well past 50
patrons. When we get to 50 patrons, we have a lit
giveaway
coming.
Yeah.
Like lit.
Mm-hmm.
The shit we just get in the first 50, because once you get out of that 50,
the train's off the tr- actually no, the train will still be in the it'll still be there for you to
the
get
on. The content will still be there, but you know, we want to reward the first 50 people.
Yes.
Okay, so now,
so last week, finally, the episode recap. Also, actually, you know what? No, because we have a lot of shit going on. Our Facebook group is lit.
The Facebook group has been lit.
So just want to take a quick moment and shout out all the homegirls in the secret Facebook group, the Black Girl Bravado Podcast Homegirl Hangout. There's a lot of advice going on in there. Yes, sharing you guys stories.
I just want to say that you all are providing some sound advice in that Facebook group.
We see it all.
It's an extension of us for sure, for sure.
We see it all. Yo, when I see
a
that
nigga
stuff,
tried to slip in there.
Oh, I know.
A man tried to slip in our secret Facebook group. He got kicked out.
Get the fuck out of here. No, but Brittany and I see it and we talk on the side and I'm like, these girls are really, it's mind
blowing. They're tapped in.
And humbling that we've created this community and y'all support one another the way you do. So if you're in the group, keep it up. If you want to get in the group, just head on over to Facebook, tap in, connect with your sisters. They're doing all kind of awesome shit.
Yeah, we have about 600 people in there. So we're trying to grow that too.
Yeah, and connect over there. There's people who are meeting up in different cities and new to different places. And just use it as a resource. It's another tool for your toolkit.
Period.
The Homegirl Depot.
All of these are tools.
So last week's episode.
So last week, what tool did we pull out last week?
We basically did a girlfriend gag, which is good to gag with your girlfriends. So yeah. Last week's episode was Daddy's Baby.
It's a stud finder.
Oh, shut up. It was Daddy's Baby. So every now and again, we like to come on here and dish a little tea. And we basically talked about the dynamic between older niggas and younger girls.
We did.
What does that look like? Mm-hmm. And are we acceptable and okay with that contingent upon somebody's status, if they have money, if they have a bag? You know, just basically just had a little tea, dish tea around the Lori Harvey and Diddy relationship. So that's still there if you are interested.
Yeah.
The girls were talking about that in the group.
Yeah. I think the general consensus was there were a few. Secure the bag.
Mm-hmm.
It's sick.
Yeah.
And a few people said whatever works for her. So yeah. There was mixed opinions.
Yeah. And the bottom line was, I think what I drew from it is it wouldn't be sick if the son wasn't involved.
Okay. Yeah. A lot of people said that too.
We could be okay with it if the son, if they're, you know.
Yeah.
If it wasn't this generational dick.
Yeah. The generational dick,
then it would be no issue.
Which could lead to the generational trauma.
Period.
Down the line.
Period.
So yeah, that was last week. Always fun to sometimes kick back and gag.
Yes.
So this week,
what are we talking about this week?
This week we are going back into the toolkit,
mm-hmm,
and providing you and ourselves with tools to navigate this world. Okay.
Yes.
Because the reality is sometimes we get beat down. Sometimes we have to fix some shit. Sometimes we have to fix ourselves. And we use these tools to do that.
And okay? You know what else? You live. You live to fight another day. That's what it's about. Living to fight another day.
So we're going to be talking about today is how sometimes we come up against men or women, whatever your preference is when dating, we come up against people that are
individuals
that we find ourselves dating.
Mm-hmm.
And as we get into these situations, we find out that they're unavailable.
Yeah.
Emotionally. Unavailable.
Mentally. Unavailable.
Shit, sometimes physically.
They're not tapped
sometimes
in.
Sometimes you're not here.
Yeah.
We've never, what was that song?
We're not making love no more.
No, that
we
one.
Don't even.
Shut up.
I heard you playing that on your story the other day. We're not
the
even.
The 90s R&B. That's my
change.
Shit.
Wasn't that in Soul Food? Mm-hmm. Ooh, that was a jam.
I've been in love.
Hey.
Time or two.
Sing it then.
In the end, I still chose you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, anyway.
Damn, Drew Hill has some bangers.
They should have never. What happened with them? Why did they break? Because Cisco wanted to do his solo.
But he did have a pretty successful
career.
Oh,
I know. Cisco, quick sidebar. Cisco used to be
a crush.
One of the gloves of my life.
Did.
Until my grandpa, because, you know, the Word Up posters, I had him on my wall. And he was like, and this is not, you know, a term that we're using anymore. But, you know, they're old.
Yeah.
He was like, you got that little sissy on your wall. He don't even like women. I'm like, he's not a sissy. But after a while, I'm like, he may not like women.
No. Which is fine.
But I loved him. Anyway.
Hold on, though. Remember when he did the blonde to platinum? That was innovative. Yeah. I'm like, wow, his hair is platinum now.
Let me run your booty go.
Hey. Yes.
Love it when the bingo. Okay, so
I'm downloading that tonight.
Yeah, that'll be on the playlist.
Right. Hot okay. Girl Summer.
Also, that one.
What Hot Girl Summer.
What was that one Cisco song?
On the album.
Incomplete.
No, not that sad. I was sitting in a banana, saw sitting a banana. I was looking at you.
I don't even know that.
You know that? You was eating a banana. I was looking at you.
Cisco was, this was on an album?
Thinking she free gay, but he probably wanted to say thinking he free gay. Yes.
Okay, anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we were talking about...
right, sorry, y'all.
Sorry.
Okay, we're back on it.
Dating unavailable people.
Right, that's what we're talking about
today. What do you do when you find yourself in relation...
You get serious again.
Yeah, what do you do when you find yourself in relation with someone who's not available for you? Available to you. Now, this can look like a lot of different ways. It can look like this person may be unavailable because they're in relationship with someone else at the same damn time.
That's really physically unavailable.
That's the physical.
I'm not
it
here.
It can be mentally too, because sometimes you don't give all of yourself because maybe you just want this relationship to be physical.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm. A little bump and puck. The rub. Yeah, the rub and tug.
And then you're giving all of your emotions to your main thing.
Yes.
Or it can look like sometimes they are there physically, but they're closed off.
Mm-hmm.
They're not vulnerable with mm-hmm. you. They're not transparent with you. You can't really read them. They don't want the same things you want.
So essentially it comes down to an emotionally unavailable person is someone who doesn't show up for you in the way that you want.
Exactly.
Period. If you want physical and they're not showing up physically, that's the way you want. If it's mental, emotional, whatever it is, they're not meeting your needs.
So for me, this will look like a man who doesn't give me enough
mm-hmm.
or give enough, whatever that is, mentally, physically.
Yes.
A man who isn't open with his true thoughts and feelings, and for sure a man who won't commit.
Definitely.
Because usually when I'm in relation with someone, I'm looking for commitment.
Commitment. She wants
Cue
to be
Monica.
Your only.
Cue the Monica. Commitment.
She wants to be your one and only.
Period.
Your true love.
Yes. That's what we're working towards.
Yes.
So usually if you find yourself attracting unavailable partners, it can be because we're unavailable to ourselves. So
the mirror.
That's when you got to pull out the tools.
Yeah.
That's when it's like, okay.
Because your vibe
attracts
your tribe.
We're all about accountability. And sometimes it's the other people. But sometimes, a lot of the times, it can be us. Even if it's indirectly.
And really, all you're doing is echoing back what you already put out. The boomerang.
Yes.
Right? So if you want to stop attracting unavailable people, you got to do your inner work. Pulling out the tools from the toolkit.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that involves developing a deeper and more authentic self-love.
It always comes back.
It comes back to the self-love. It comes back to the self-worth, to the confidence. It comes back to confidence, right? And we have to be able to see our own value and also understand that the way people treat us is a reflection of how we allow them to treat us.
Yes. And also being able to understand that the value still stands regardless.
With or without this nigga. With or without you, I'm going to be fine.
Because that's why sometimes we stick with people who aren't available to us emotionally, because we don't have the value. We don't see the value in ourselves, and we think that this is all I can get.
Talk about it.
I got to work it out. This is, you know, what I'm supposed to be
here.
Doing. There, we let's Now let's get into this.
Okay, get into
now,
it.
Now I've done clocked in.
Talk. Okay.
Have you ever been with someone that's been emotionally unavailable to you?
Sure.
I have. I'll say that it obviously didn't get very far.
Yeah.
But I have been in the dating stage with someone who wasn't emotionally unavailable. It just looks like they tapped in fully.
Yeah.
You know, you can feel that this ain't my person.
Yeah.
Because either I can't call the motherfucker when I need something.
Yes.
That really is a sure sign for me.
Yeah. Like why you ain't picking up the phone?
I can't really reach out. I can't really even depend on you
mm-hmm.
for whatever kind of support that is, whether that's I have a flat tire. I saw this meme saying y'all need to quit fucking people.
Huh?
I saw this meme or something say you need to quit fucking people that you can't call on when you need something.
Tea. I mean, that seems pretty basic.
Tea, ladies, but sometimes we do. And sometimes we don't even know if they'll come because we really don't feel comfortable calling. Like, they will not be the first person that will call.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, P.O.P., mama, I love you.
So some signs of emotionally unavailable partners.
Talk to me.
Tell me that you can identify.
We can identify.
Or see the red flag if it presents itself.
We're all here together. So
someone may be emotionally unavailable if they hint or even admit that he or she isn't good at relationships or doesn't believe in or isn't ready for marriage.
You know they love to throw that out.
I'm not really a relationship person or I.
Yeah. Or this is good the way it is. Why we got to change it? Why we got to be
there? The gray space.
Hate it. Hated it.
Yes. You have to listen to these negative facts and believe them. If you know that you're a relationship person or that you want to be married and somebody says something like this to you, you have to listen and believe them. Ignore the vulnerability, bragging, and compliments that they're giving you. Mm-hmm. When they say things like this, all of those things are null and void. You go Ray Charles, Helen Keller.
Right. To the bullshit.
Because that's only going to be stringing you along. Yeah. When you know you want more and this is all that they're willing or capable to give to you.
Yes.
That's a sign, baby.
That's a sign. That's
another meme I saw is when a man meme is on his knees with a bouquet of red flags. Like
dead. Put it down.
Packaged up like red roses saying, we love when men give us these.
Another clue or sign that somebody might be emotionally unavailable, we have to beware of sexual cues too. You know, sometimes when motherfuckers get to seducing you too soon, they can't be authentic. They just want to do the stick and move.
I identify that real quick. Like, yeah. You know, don't.
They just want the pussy.
That be turning me off. Me like, too. Why are you so quick? Like, damn, can we just sit for a minute?
No, because those be the same, you know, and that's why I know I get too attached, like, sexually. That's why I can't be letting nobody just dig in me.
Slide in.
I'm like, get out.
Get out, leave.
Right now.
Yeah.
It's the end of you and me.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever people, like, try to, you know, like.
People be hypersexual all of a sudden. I'm like, what are you doing, girl?
Right, like, you'll say something
wrong on
like,
the inside.
Right, like, you'll say something like.
Not to be confused with sexual liberation and doing whatever you want
to
do.
Not to be confused at all, but you'll say something like, they'll be like, what are you doing? About to take a shower? Ooh, if I was over there with you in that shower. Like, I just met you.
Like, nigga, what?
And damn.
I'm on my period.
Period. Okay. That's right. I'm on my period, period.
I'm actually on my period.
Okay, another sign of emotionally unavailable partner, self-centered.
The narcissistic.
Everything is about them, and they rarely ask or speak about your interests. Oh, I did this today. I had a meeting with the top executive, and
they don't know nothing. Like,
They don't never take the time to say, so what are your interests? What
you
are
know
you? I know
who I'm talking.
I know who you're talking about.
Niggas.
See? And unavailable.
Niggas.
Unavailable.
Niggas. Wow. Light bulb. Yes, definitely.
Yeah.
Self-centered. All about them. Don't get really a fuck
about what you.
No, they don't
in.
Give a fuck. Yeah, see, niggas do that. Niggas and bitches, whoever you're dealing with. Also, some emotionally unavailable people are perfectionists. Anything proceeds from your mouth will never be good enough for these type of people.
Yeah.
When you're a perfectionist, it doesn't matter. They'll even be like criticizing everything you do, big or small, everything about you.
Yeah, but they do that for a reason.
Why is that?
Because they want to keep emotional distance from you because they're unavailable.
Yeah.
So they want to make it seem like there's something wrong with you.
The nitpick.
To prevent the real attachment from occurring.
Yeah.
Or to prevent or psych themselves out from thinking like, I really want a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't want to be around a motherfucker all day, every day.
Who nagging me. You calling me, asking me if I'm off work yet.
Yeah.
No, they just don't want to build the bond.
They
don't want to seal the bond like they do an Avatar. I keep using that all weekend.
You really have been keep using it, and I've never even seen that. Yes.
What?
That it's for the record, I've never seen it.
And I've used that twice.
Well, I kind of context clues. I mean, I'm not stupid.
But you know they have that long braid.
I know that something connects them.
That's how they have sex. And that's how they like basically
that's why
be.
I don't watch that.
Okay, we're going to watch that. I love that movie. Whatever. These motherfuckers ain't trying to basically seal the bond with
you. They don't
want to
be vulnerable, so they keep themselves distant.
They do.
And here's our final sign. There's plenty more, but these last ones we're going to touch on. You have trouble reading them.
The mystic.
Yeah.
Pretty mystic. Tick, 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 tick. Hey, Velma.
Yeah, you never know what they're thinking. And I mean, not saying that people have, there's a healthy balance. You don't have to know everybody's complete ins and outs and all their tea, everything that's ever happened. But if they're just like, you just can't tell.
Yeah. You can't read them. You can't get a feel on them. Some people you really can't get a gauge on. And it's like, who are you?
Do I even know you?
Right. Who are you?
The mystery.
Who are you, nigga?
Yeah.
So, some reasons you may be attracting innovationable. unavailable people. We're going to list a couple, right? And then also, we're going to provide you with a tip and a tool to take. This needs to go in your kit. Okay, so make sure you got your pen and your paper.
Pens and
paper. Pens and paper, ready to put this in your box.
Oh, the reasons.
Hey, the reasons
that we're here. Yes, the reasons.
Okay, so you could be scared of being all in, the all money in. The marathon continues. You may be desiring a life that goes against social norms, so you think picking a partner that will never threaten your freedom or independence works best. Some of us want the hot girl summer all year long.
Right, the typical view. Our expectation for relationships is not what we want.
You don't like it.
Yeah.
The serial actually maybe not monogamish at all.
It could be whatever.
You're just not feeling
and
it.
And because of that, you're like,
not really sure I can conform to those. Yeah. And sometimes we're afraid really that our freedom, I know that's the struggle for me, might be threatened if I'm all the way in on some shit.
Same. I've always said that I definitely don't want like a traditional, I mean, traditional in a sense, but I know that there has to be something.
Flexibility. Tons of flexibility.
Gymnast.
Period. Right. Yoga.
Because I'm not, you ain't gonna tie me down. You're not gonna tie me down. That is on my pattern and what I know to be true. She needs autonomy and freedom.
Yeah.
Autonomy coupled with freedom or
equals me. You gotta release the shackles. Take the shackles off my feet so I can dance.
Yeah.
I can dance. It's not a weekend. So I don't want to dance with my father again.
So how can we address this?
A tool is to be upfront about your needs and desires early on. So we can't be fearful about a person being intimidated or running away. Because if they do go, if the nigga flees, it's better to do it sooner than later. Let the caged bird out. I know why the caged bird sings.
Yeah, I've always said that should the opportunity present itself for me to be a mother coupled with wife, I'm going to really have to, really before the mother portion,
sit down.
I'm going to have a sit down and be like, you know, you're going to be doing a lot of the daddy daycare.
You're going to be doing a lot of the fathering. You're going to be showing up.
A lot. You're going to be cooking. We both are going to be doing these things. The cooking, the arranging of plants and babysitting.
I'm doing the 50-50 split.
Period.
Hey, nigga.
But that's why we have to have these transparent, open convos, because sometimes if you leave shit up into everybody else's interpretation, you may be fucked from the front and the back or
dealing with resentment because you didn't say, I need freedom. Even if I'm still your wife or if I'm these kids' mama, I still need the ability to go and do shit on my own. She needs independence no matter what.
She needs it.
She needs it.
And so I want to make sure we understand that there's a need and that it can be met before we even make any serious jumps. And then, you know, I want everybody to be happy. So I want to allow space for you
to communicate
with me too. Mm-hmm. But needs met.
Yes.
Okay. Another reason why you may be attracting unavailable people is because you're not being yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You're attracting the wrong people because you're not being yourself.
Period.
We have to remain authentic while dating. When we do that, that ensures that we're surrounding ourselves with people who can possibly be a match, as opposed to pretending and getting something that
is not
in alignment. Yeah. Misalignment. We show up as our representative.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, I'm representing this.
Sometimes
bitch.
We show up as our representative because that's what we think we need to do. We need to appear that we have it all together and that, you know.
It's the job interview vibe. Yes. You know, we show up as our best put together self.
Yes.
We get the job and then we show up and don't know what to do.
And we want to make a good impression, right?
We do.
Which can add a lot of stress, but also that's hard to upkeep and maintain. And so you might end up realizing after this relationship has started that, okay, what the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
This is not even really what I want. But we want to remain authentic so that we can attract people who really we really like and who really need to be there. And here's a tip.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a tool.
Here's a tip tool. A tool tip.
Ask yourself, why are you trying to fit in with a certain crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to attract a certain type of partner? And as you explore these answers, you'll find that you're discovering yourself and attracting people more like you who you actually like.
Ain't nothing like going somewhere just because you feel like you have to and being like, I hate these people. I hate
this
group of people.
It's draining. That's an energy leak.
Like, why did I even come here? Why do I do these kind of things?
Yeah.
If you're an introvert and you only like going to, I'm just going to throw this out here and say this, comic book, like going to comic book conventions and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go to day parties if that's not your vibe.
Right.
Because you know what you're going to attract? A day party ass nigga. If you go to...
That's very true.
If you go to where you feel like you fit in, where your people are, your tribe is...
You'll attract your people.
You're going to attract your people because you're already going to be in the energy of your person.
Yes.
Right? So...
And hopefully that person is there because that's where they want to be, you know?
And they ain't faking the phone.
Yeah.
So another reason that you might be attracting the wrong people is because you need to redress. Redress means addressing it and then do it again.
Right.
You need to address your unresolved shit.
Lord.
Right? So a lot of times we end up falling into the same patterns and attracting the same types of people because we're dealing with baggage, which is unresolved trauma.
Damage.
Period. Our exes. We're basically keep living out the kind of trials of the universe because we haven't graduated to the next lesson yet.
Yes.
We're going around and around and around.
And it keeps presenting itself because we never learn.
We never
learn. That's the repeated cycle. Like you keep ending up with the same, you keep ending up with the unavailable person and you're wondering why? Why do I keep getting this batch?
Yeah. But it's because you haven't dealt with what it is that you attract that makes you like that. Or maybe you're not dealing with like the shit that you've been conditioned and grew up with. So now you attract that kind of person.
Yeah.
Which we're going to get to that.
We will.
A tip and a tool for your kit is to be okay realizing you might not just not be ready to date right now. Especially if you're dealing with damaged feelings from exes and you haven't gotten over that shit. You're not ready, baby girl.
You're not.
That's it. So we got to take some time out to work on ourselves and work out those inner kinks that might be hindering us from successfully getting to know a person.
Yeah.
Something that keeps us from not comparing. Oh, my last boyfriend did this or my ex, or I'm scared to move forward because of this.
And I keep comparing him to my ex. You might need to completely detox and clear yourself of the ex, so you're working with a clean slate.
Yeah.
Keep only what you need, which is the lessons learned.
Yes.
And whatever usable tools from that for your shit. Toolkit.
Yeah.
But yeah, we are quick to want to jump into something because we don't like being alone. We want companionship and ultimately we want to just keep our lives going.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes you have to sit and reflect and appreciate the stillness.
Yes. Come on, stillness.
Period.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Here's another reason.
The biggie.
We've talked about this and we have a lot of mommies who fall under this category. The fixers, the fixer-uppers.
Mm-hmm.
So,
real homegirl depot.
Yes, a lot of the time we keep attracting unavailable partners or individuals because we treat our partners like wounded animals that you want to fix and heal. That doesn't work.
Mm-mm.
You are not a fixer.
Mm-mm.
Ultimately, we want to attract someone who's whole.
Yes.
Which is why we want to be whole too.
Mm-hmm.
So we can match that vibration.
Mm-hmm.
Which is
the tip.
Truthfully. Right. That is a tip. But this dynamic can possibly make your partner feel like they aren't good enough, and it creates a parent-child dynamic instead of two whole equal lovers. The parent-child,
to raise up a nigga in the way that he should
taxing.
Go. That's taxing. I can't raise up anymore.
Yeah,
niggas.
And that's why I said I'm done with the adoption and the fostering.
Yeah, DCFS, get out of my house. Get out of
so
here.
So yeah, just work on being a whole individual and then you'll attract an individual that's whole. It's not your job to fix anyone.
No.
Yes, we can be there for each other. We can provide, you know, advice, tip, counsel,
mm-hmm.
but we are not repairing and rehabbing.
No.
That's not our job.
No.
Let it off your plate.
The halfway house.
Yeah.
No more halfway house. Close those doors. You're a whole way house.
Yeah.
So next reason is you might be looking for someone you need, not someone you want. So this is a biggie because your desire shouldn't come from a place of need. Your like feelings of wanting to be in a relationship shouldn't be like, oh, I have to have this. I need it. It should be like, I want to be with it. Because nobody's going to make you feel whole or fulfill all of your needs. You should be looking for an interesting, someone who's fun, an equal partner, not an emotional caretaker that helps you fill in the blanks of your life.
No.
Will Smith said that about Jada, like that they can't be responsible for each other's happiness, right? And this is kind of like the same thing. If you already are happy with a person, if they're happy, you're happy, then y'all just meet in the middle and both of y'all are happy.
Yes.
And then you figure like, I want you around. So tip is ask yourself why you even want to be in a relationship. When you look for someone you want rather than you need, you're possibly already taking care of your own needs.
Yes.
You're already a put together, a bitch.
Yes.
You're here. You're ready.
Yes.
And you're looking for a life partner to join along you on your journey because they add to your relationship or your life in ways that feel irreplaceable.
Yeah.
Right. So when you focus on taking care of you and ridding yourself of the belief that a relationship is your shortcut to happiness, then you feel fulfilled where you are in life. And then whoever's going to come will just be an addition to that shit.
T. You know? Gospel.
Period.
Yes. Wants, not needs.
You know, we quick to tell a nigga, I don't need you. Well, I mean, I am.
Or we're quick to say, I can't go on without you. You're my better half.
I've never used that jargon.
The better half? Or the I can't go on without you?
Yeah. I've never done Celine Dion.
I've never said that either.
Remember Celine Dion has that song? Ain't that Celine Dion's song? Go on without you or some shit like that?
Girl, I started singing Unbreak My Heart. The Unbreak My Heart. Say you love me again.
That was a sad ass song.
That's sad.
Tony is sad. She sings a
lot. Undo this
hurt that you caused when you walked out the door.
Wow, yeah, that was deep.
And remember she sung, You Wasn't Man Enough for Me.
Why?
And she sung that song with Dr. Dre. Why are you calling me on the phone?
Just be a man about it.
I'm like, Tony, why you keep dealing with these niggas?
She's still dealing with baby.
That's why we need to be asking her, what type of niggas are you attracting? You've been singing these same last sad songs. These same sad love songs.
Tony?
What's up?
Tony. Tony.
Just be a man.
Tony.
I used to love that.
Yeah.
Why you run away?
Goodbye. Okay, so, Chow, you are killing me. Okay, so here's another reason. Mm-hmm. Back to our reasons.
Back on road.
Another slight drag.
Hopefully y'all still love us.
Period. Because we be dragging ourselves too. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you attract unavailable people because you're an emotional chaser. Mm. So do you know what an emotional chaser is?
Tell me.
An emotional chaser is someone who chases love and affection for men and women who can't love and never finds it. Mm. So this looks like you invest your time and energy on people who are only partially interested or capable of a real relationship. Uh-huh. So let's see. When you're an emotional chaser, you probably fall for men or women who will cheat on you, are already in a relationship, won't commit, and refuse to settle down.
Wow.
You possibly believe that the people you date are more desirable than you are.
Oh,
the
wow. Up,
you know, like, oh.
I don't, yeah. Like, know, that nigga too fine for me.
Yes, that he too fine for me, or I'm way out of his league. You know,
or
like,
he's way out of my league.
Right, right. Yeah. He's way out of, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
He's way out of my league, or, you know, whatever you tell yourself.
Yeah.
You may live in constant fear that you'll be left, so you work very hard to keep this person, like.
To do anything.
Anything.
Yeah.
Keep, let him cheat. Yeah. Are they going to cheat? He going to cheat anyway, you know? At least he here partially.
Yeah. Mm-mm-mm.
That's what men do. Mm-mm. No, baby. That's not what they have to do.
Mm-mm.
Also, you can morph into who you think this person wants you to be and disregard your own values and beliefs.
The Transformer. The Bumblebee.
What's that, Marvel? Jeremy, I'm sick. I'm horrible. I told y'all I don't go to the movies. I don't.
Already called it Transformer.
I thought that was a Marvel movie.
No, it's not. It's not at all. Transformers, I don't know what it is, but I know it's not Marvel.
Anyway, transform out of being an emotional chaser.
Bumblebee.
That's the bottom line.
Optimus
Prime.
That's
what we're saying here. We can't be chasing these motherfuckers like this.
Yes, wow. Another, that was T right there, the emotional chaser. Drag.
If y'all need to hear that again. You know, sometimes women, and I've seen this, and it really makes me cringe every time, when some women really have this jaded perspective that they're hella bad when they can pull somebody else's nigga. Like, yeah, he in a relationship, but he's still messing with me because I'm, you know, I got whatever and, you know, keep your man in check or whatever. It's like they're kind of wearing it like a badge of honor.
Yeah.
And it's like, baby, you're really with someone who's emotionally unavailable.
Yeah.
Let's just call a spade a spade again.
Because you know we like calling
a
spade.
Let's just call a spade a spade.
I done called so many spades this
bitch,
week.
Spades has been spades.
Hey, this is a spade.
I pulled that out today with Kayla. I'm like, yeah, we have to call a spade.
Were you saying that already? Is that something you had already heard too in your life?
I don't know. I've known you for so long. I don't know if I got it from you or life.
I'm trying to figure out, is it like a black thing or is it
I think it is universal.
Okay, cool. So people know. Okay, yeah, spade a spade.
But anyway. Ladies, we're calling spades here. Let's get out of that.
Let's get out of that emotional
what
chasing.
What really is the purpose?
I don't know. It's sick.
And I mean, we've all done a little whatever, but.
And that's crab in a barrel-ish.
It is crab in a barrel. We got to rise up. At least as our sisters. Come on, the sisters. Can we at least, come on, sisters. Let's make a pact today. We are banding together. leave these niggas behind, but we are not leaving our sisters.
Yeah, no sis left behind.
Yeah.
The last one that we're going to provide, you attract emotionally unavailable people because you have low self-worth, which we said that, and I know that sounds harsh, but all of this ties back into your self-worth.
It ties back too.
Especially the emotional chaser.
Yeah.
It just goes back to like, what do you think you're worth? How much do you value yourself? Because when you value yourself, you treat other people how to value you. And when you don't, and when you let a motherfucker walk all over you and do whatever they want and show up for you how they want to and not how you need them to, or how you want them to, then, you know, they do what they want to do.
Yeah, let's stop making this about them and make it about us.
Period.
What do you want? What do you need? What do you desire?
Period. You know, I was listening to the shit that we were listening to this morning about the Abrahamic. Mm-hmm. So, I'm like,
Abrahamic.
Right. Yeah. So, Abraham was saying, she was saying like how people say, oh, you know, you're being selfish. And she was like, I'm not being selfish. It's my life.
Period.
She was like, but basically what you're saying is you want me to stop putting my needs first and in return put your needs before mine.
Right.
So what type of fucking psychological shit are we doing here? Right. I'm not being selfish. You want me to change my, remove my needs and put you in.
For you.
I'm not being selfish.
No.
Period.
You're not.
I just think that's sick.
I agree.
Brought it back down. So when these niggas, when people try to tell you being selfish for putting yourself first and having self-value and self-worth, say, fuck you.
Yes.
Go fuck yourself.
Yes.
That's what I would say.
So, okay, let's say like we find ourselves in a relationship with an emotionally unavailable man. A lot of the times we think, can we change this person? Mm-hmm. Is this temporary? I mean, sometimes it is, because sometimes people are emotionally unavailable because maybe they have a taxing job or it's like a temporary position where they'll eventually be able to come back around. But sometimes there are some things that can't be fixed, and ultimately it's up to the person to want to change.
Yeah.
You cannot change people. So if they're not willing to do the change, make these changes on their own, the answer is no.
That's it. It's a done data.
Yes. A person's defense mechanism and their conditions of the heart and mind are theirs to work through and cultivate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it.
You got it.
So
that's that on that.
Period. We want everyone to flourish.
Yeah.
Thrive and be in the most healthy relationships possible.
With yourself and other people.
Yes.
With yourself first and then the other people who come into your life.
And we're not saying that it's easy, but it doesn't have to be a complete drag. Anytime you feel that your neck's getting a little tight, the shirt's a little tight around your neck.
Yeah.
As you're being pulled. Might be a drag.
Might be a drag.
Okay. So, yeah, we love you. And we want the best for everyone.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So, now is a portion of the show where we pick up your pins.
We're dropping a gem.
So during this segment of the show, we share something that we love, something mm-hmm. that's been adding value to our lives.
Yes.
And today we're going to share a DIY gem.
Okay, tell me about it.
I have this little DIY gem, this DIY hair growth oil,
mm-hmm.
because this is my crown.
Yes,
and I have to nurture, protect her, and ultimately grow her, because we want our hair to grow. So I came up with this little concoction, or maybe I stole it from somewhere, or, you know, I don't, but it's something that I use.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes with the store-bought oils, like, they may have
so many additives.
Yeah,
in there.
They might have like, or everything has coconut oil, and coconut oil doesn't work good for my hair. It clogs up my fucking scalp, and I don't want coconut.
Yeah.
Or maybe I want castor oil, but I also want something else. Mm-hmm. So I came up with my own concoction.
She gets her needs met.
Period. So mm-hmm. this hair growth oil has grapeseed oil, Jamaican black castor oil, and tea tree oil.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is just mix a little. I really don't have measurements, but
maybe equal parts.
No, not for the tea tree oil.
No,
so
of
I'll
course
say
not
equal
the
parts.
Yeah.
You can do equal parts of the Jamaican black castor oil and the grapeseed oil, but just drop about three, not a lot of drops of the tea tree oil, because tea tree oil is very potent and I don't want y'all burning y'all scalps and coming to me.
Period.
So just put a little bit of tea tree oil. But the reason why I came up with this mix is because each oil has their individual properties, and when I mix them together, it makes the perfect medley. So the grapeseed oil is great to lock in moisture and condition your hair. The Jamaican black castor oil, a fave, that promotes growth. So this mm-hmm. is a growth portion of the oil.
Mm-hmm.
And then the tea tree oil helps promote a clean and healthy scalp and prevent buildup. So usually
I use
this once a week, and I put it on my scalp. A lot of, when I shared it on my Instagram, some people were like, do you put this all over your hair? You can, but I focus it on the scalp, stimulate, because that's where the growth starts.
Yes.
This is scalp for growth.
Care. This is scalp
this
care.
This is scalp care. Growth starts with your scalp. Now, we want to retain the hair, but you have to help make sure your hair is actually growing, and it starts at the scalp, so you want a clean, healthy scalp. And so that's why I mix these oils.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Yes.
Try it out. Let me know how you feel.
Love that. So usually we would have a little girlfriend gag, and our gag segment is typically where you guys can send your comments, your questions, your concerns to contact@theblackgirlbravado.com, and we would essentially weigh in here on the show. But instead, the gag this week is going to be everybody who's listening to this, the sound of my voice.
Everybody under the sound of my voice.
Go follow us on the Black Girl Bravado Pod on Instagram.
Yes, and tell your friend. Send it to a friend.
Send it to one friend. Yes, because we have a growing community over there. We want to make sure we're connecting with you all and that you're staying abreast with the things that we're doing and you're in the know. So get your ass over there. Do your duty. And we'll be back next week.
Yes, we will. Love you guys. Hope
make sure you send in some shit.
Yes, send in your girlfriend gags for next week. Okay, you can DM us or you can email us at contact@theblackgirlbravado.com. And yeah, we'll gag about it here on the show. Okay.
Yeah, so we'll see you next week. Love you.
Bye.
Bye.